morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Sankara FM Yendi, Laura FM Lauren, Radio Mac Takoradi. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. This morning, Parliament suspends confirmation of Ekufuor's new ministers after rejecting a presidential directive to the clerk to cease sending the anti-gay bill to the president due to an ongoing case in the Supreme Court.
The House is unable to continue to consider the nominations of His Excellency the President, to use the language of the Attorney General and Minister for Justice, quote, in the spirit of upholding the rule of law.
We'll hear from both the majority and minority sides who are divided over the issue.
And we stand with the Speaker of Parliament in this. Don't be surprised that we will begin impeachment proceedings against the President.
We in the majority beg to disagree on the position taken by him.
Also, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission fights off claims by three teacher unions. It delayed negotiations on their collective agreement, which is chief among reasons cited for their strike.
Salaries Commission, Ministry of Finance, and the Minister of Employment, Labour, and Leisure of Education are meeting to address all this.
In business,
government targets deal with private external creditors on debt restructuring earlier than projected after signing non-disclosure agreement with the lenders. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And as we continue in our filth exhibition series, we'll tell you how a piece of land in a prime area here in Accra, very close to the Independence Square, has become a dumping ground and an open defecation spot.
Many people have been doing that.
Why were you defecating?
Defecating here, if you are defecating here, those who are living around here, they will not call it to be a crime because it's a lowland.
These are more with me, Mami Esinyamiche Thompson. Please stay. In our first story, Parliament has suspended the approval of new ministers while rejecting a directive to the clerk to cease sending the anti-gay bill to the president, citing a pending case at the Supreme Court. Speaker of Parliament Alban Babin, expressing frustration, announced on Wednesday night that the House will withhold consideration of the president's ministerial nominees until the court reaches a decision on a case filed by the Member of Parliament, Roxanne Nelson de Fermapo.
Legal frameworks and reject the attempts by the Executive Secretary of the President through his contemptuous letter to instruct the clerk to Parliament, we shall not cease and desist. In the light of this process, the House is unable to continue to consider the nominations of His Excellency the President, to use the language of the Attorney General and Minister for Justice, quote, in the spirit of upholding the rule of law, until after the determination of the application for interlocutory injunction by the Supreme Court.
Well, the minority has rallied behind the speaker, pledging to initiate impeachment proceedings against the president. Dr. Kasia Latuforsin's minority leader.
We in the NDC minority is ready to protect the sanctity of the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. And we stand with the Speaker of Parliament in this. It is obvious that His Excellency the President has breached the Constitution, and we will advise ourselves. In the coming days, don't be surprised that we will begin impeachment proceedings against the President.
But the majority disagrees with the speaker's statement. Alexander Venumarking is majority leader.
We in the majority beg to disagree on the position taken by him. If you carefully read the letter that was sent to Parliament, Mr. President limited himself to the processes before the court. And the fact that Parliament itself, through an affidavit, had joined issues. Parliament has filed an affidavit in opposition and is in court. In fact, Parliament is a party to the suit. So for us, we do not see how this would have to affect the proceedings of Parliament.
Away from that, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is fighting off claims by three teacher unions in delayed negotiations on their collective agreement. The striking teachers also cited Ghana Education Services' failure to complete the distribution of laptops to all teachers, as well as freezing salaries of its members by the Office of the Special Prosecutor as some of the reasons for their strike. Let's take a listen to Dr. Isaac Owusu, President of the Ghana National Association of Teachers.
Delay with negotiation of the new collective agreement. It will interest you to know that
Following the expiration of the collective agreement in 2023, negotiation of the new collective agreement should have completed on or before February 29 this year. But this has not been so. Thus, the new collective agreement stands unnegotiated.
Well, my colleague Samuel Limbura joins me in studio with details of a statement by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. Samuel, what are the main highlights?
Mamizi, according to the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the government reached an agreement on 10 out of 16 items with the teacher unions during a meeting on January 20, 2024. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission indicated the need for further mandate from the Ministry of Finance to conclude negotiations to which the teacher unions agreed. An invitation for a meeting on March 21 was extended to continue these negotiations despite preparations and no indication of unavailability from the teacher unions. They initiated an indefinite strike without proper notice, deemed a breach of the Labour Act and rules of engagement. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is appealing to the teacher unions to end the strike and return to negotiations in good faith.
Well, thank you, Samuel Imbura. Meanwhile, technical advisor to the sector, Minister Bright Rekobrobi, is asking the teachers to reconsider their decision.
We are meeting them, God willing, on Friday morning, and to ensure that government side, i.e. Fair Wages Salaries Commission, Ministry of Finance, and the Minister of Employment, Labour, and of Education are meeting to address all this. So we shouldn't go beyond Monday addressing the issue of strike. I beg every stakeholder.
But Deputy General Secretary for the Coalition of Concerned Teachers, Patrick Nisaki, says he doesn't believe government will be able to resolve their grievances.
The issue started not today, and I don't think that the issues at stake, all of them, can be addressed by Friday. The issue of teacher laptops, we started drumming home the teacher laptops not today. It's been over 3 years since these were deducted from the teacher's salary.
Now, in a prime area nestled between Accra's iconic landmarks, Independence Square, and the burial place of former President John Evans Atta Mills, the Assumdre Park, a distressing reality has emerged. This area, situated on the road leading to the former seat of government, the Christian Book Castle, has transformed into a dumping ground and a hub for open defecation. In our series, Dove Field Exhibition, Max Olagbagba brings us a report on this alarming situation.
The Independence Square, a reminder of Ghana's freedom from her colonial masters. Right beside it is the piece of land which also serves as a reminder to some unpatriotic citizens of their freedom. Freedom to openly defecate and dump their garbage.
Ghana, we now have freedom. Ghana.
It seems the authorities have found the perfect spot for a sit-down protest against waste management. Or perhaps it is the city authorities' way of saying, Happy Independence Day, enjoy the sights and smell. Right here, we confronted a man who had just finished defecating on this hallowed ground.
Why were you defecating here?
That little land, they've been sitting there for a long time. And it was like Bola, the rubbish dump.
And that was Agwagwa's report on field exhibition. Now, maize farming communities often face surplus maize cobs, usually discarded as waste. Additionally, the laboratory's processes of maize shelling dissuades potential farmers. The technology consultancy center of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology is addressing this by training maize farmers to repurpose cobs into briquettes for construction. Love FM's Chrissy Deborah has more for Tech Thursday.
The move is meant to transform what was once considered waste. The initiative extends the value chain of maize cobs, contributing to more sustainable sea cement.
The essence of this training is to help the participants, you know, make use of their local produce product, which is the farm product. Waste.
Don't throw inside in. Let me call you back.
Call SG Ghana Rather. Collect loan and buy car, my guy. Low, very low interest rates on loans this year too. It's difficult to keep good news to yourself, especially when it can transform your life and those close to you. SG Ghana went low on interest rates last year, and this year, we are even lower. Yes, yatisubium. Get the money you need to turn your dreams into a reality. Visit any SG Ghana branch near you and speak to our dedicated staff about the amazing yatisubium loans today. You can also call 0302-214-314 for more details.
Watch out. 3 a.m. What now?
Ya tisubium, ya tisubium. Okay, bye. Societe Generale Ghana. The future is you.